We have 11 employees working here, trying to get everything done, trying to get everything on the road. Some of the things that we are doing is bringing up websites. We have recently brought up PegasusPPC.com, which has every information that you could ever want to know about the Pegasus. In the next week, we're going to bring out MorphOS.net, and that will encompass everything that you see on the screen behind me. On the screen behind me, you see MorphOS 1.4. This is our latest. We will be adding on to this every single day. Hello. I'm sorry. We've also got a couple of developer organizations I'd like to talk to you about. I might introduce you to David Green, a.k.a. Green Boy, who is sitting over there.
Sitting over here, okay.
With the Phoenix Developer, is it Developer Consortium? Thank you. Working with developers to get everything up and running. We're very interested in working with developers, getting them to writing information for the system. And he, back in the back, can be of help there. What you see running here is the G4 processor. Correct? Thank you. 800 megahertz? 1 gigahertz. I'm sorry, I'm new at this. For those of you who were at the banquet, you know that I was brought in last night. 1.4 is out now for beta testing. Is that it? Be releasing it next week. I'm sorry. And we keep on moving. On the screen behind me, you see a couple of animations running. And if we can move that system manager out of the way, you can see it running everything rather neatly, zooming in 5 windows, 2 different animations, using, what's that CPU processor say? CPU processor?
It's but 7447.
Okay. 740, okay. I'm sorry, I'd like to introduce you to somebody here, a gentleman by the name of Matt Seeley. He's going to address some technical aspects of what we're doing in the future. We have the Pegasus 1, which is what you're seeing here. The Pegasus 2, which will be coming in September. And the 970 version coming later, or early next year. Matt?
Hello? Testing?
I don't know where to start now. I'm one of the core developers for Morphos, so the things I basically do, things like OpenGL, graphics, things like that. So I'm the guy here that's the core guy.
What's the difference going to be between the Pegasus 1 and 2?
The Pegasus 1, we've got the board, and we had a few problems, but we won't go into those. And we had the... Now we've got the Pegasus 2 coming out, and that means you've got a slightly more powerful system, slightly more flexible, slightly cheaper as well.
What's new about this release?
I'm losing track of what I was supposed to be talking about. Okay, start again. 1.4, new things in it. We've got the ambient file manager is greatly improved over the original one, and it's now it's a lot closer to what you consider a workbench replacement. It's pretty close. It's there. It's, you know, we've got features that weren't in the original. I should have written some notes. There we go. Okay. That's it. Icon panels. Okay.
Learn by doing. There you go.
Okay. We've got things like if you use Directory Opus, you've got the button bars and things like that. We've now got button bars. We've got a better desktop icon system, so when you drag an icon onto the desktop, it's more like Windows or Macintosh, where it's not creates a shortcut basically, so that's easier to manage for both users and for us. So Nate's just demonstrated that. We've got integrated printing from TurboPrint. We've got USB support is actually built in now, so you don't have to run an external Poseidon stack. It's in the OS. So we support graphics tablets, which is something Amigas have always done, really. But it's a thing that now we have.
If you're an artist, that's a
great. And in the Super Bundle, we've got paint packages and things like that, so it's very useful to be able to come in and scanner drivers, things like that. We've got the user interface is all MUI. I'm sure you all know what a MUI is, but it's vastly improved, a lot faster, lots of pretty effects. It's even more customizable than it was before. The emulation, we've got the new JIT emulator, which is infinitely faster than the original translating 68K emulator, so all your old applications, it runs as if it's PPC native, which is what everybody wants, really. When you've got a 1 GHz G4, you don't want to go back to your, 064,000. It's a... We've got the button bars, the dock. It's the panel things at the bottom of the screen there. Okay, yeah, and it's like if you've ever used the Macintosh Mac OS 8, you've got the little toolbar, this strip at the bottom. It's a bit like that. We've got a lot of new developer features, new APIs, new. this could go on forever. There are so many new features in this. We've got bug fixes to the library, so it's even more compatible. We've got new libraries. We've got faster libraries. We've got new graphics card drivers. We've got Voodoo 3 and Voodoo 4. 3D drivers now, opaque resizing of Windows. So, what was that application? What was this shareware thing called that did that? There was a like Turbo Windows, was it? You could drag Windows and it was solid instead of just a board around it, and it all lends to a system that it's a nicer feel. It's more professional. It does look like. You can put this on a desk next to a PC, and you can compare them. You can say, this is up to the modern. It's a 2003 operating system, so. Yes, we've got transparency, things like that. We've got PNG icons, which was always in there. I think they've we've got, yeah. one of the things, I know people say that the icons look too big, and we've got a system where we can automatically scale down icons. So if you've got a small screen mode, you can make them tiny. And if you've got a big screen mode, you can make them big again. And it's all... what else do we have here? We've got the new shell with the command line. Basically, that comes up. It has built-in tab completion, so you've got all the features of things like W shell or King Con. It also mimics certain features that were in Unix shells, like the ampersand at the end of a command line that spawns it as another task. So you don't have to type in run something, you type in the ampersand. Can we do that? Okay, so he's messing around with the shell. We've got inbuilt mouse wheel support. You can switch the buttons to left and right. So if you're left-handed and you've got left-handed mouse, that's it. Bolton's very pleased with that. We've obviously got some things like fast file system. I think we've enabled the long file name version of that now. So you've got a fast file system which is got long file names, which is 30 characters. Sometimes it's not enough, especially when you've got to have an icon which takes five off everything. And that, I think that's the end of the list. Smart file system as well. We've also improved a lot of that, and that's something a lot of people have used. They've got hard disks and things like that. So they're the basic differences between what we had before and what we've got now. And I think you can agree that it's a good progress. We've had a few teething problems yesterday, but they seem to be fixed now. So all those features are all working and happy and stuff. You know, we've got developers, we've got a couple of new libraries and things like that, so they can do fairly common things. Debugging, we've got a system library for that now, so obviously it's easy to create applications. The SDK came out not long back, so they've got a compiler, you've got your editor, you've got your absolutely everything. There's tools, documentation. Yeah, documentation. I mean, it's got absolutely everything. Everything that you would have on, you know, any OS developer CD. We've got all that now. So we've gotten to the point where we've got a system that we can give to people, and they don't have to spend, you know, 3 hours copying all of their stuff from their old machine just to get it to a state where they like it, because it is there, and that's it. It's 100% there. So. Just close this down. Sorry. I've probably just knocked a cable out. Oops. Oh, okay.
Give us a minute while we're rebooting.
Okay, we'll reboot this.
This is all on the operating system you got? That on the operating system?
That's everything. That's the new stuff. So,
okay.
Yeah? Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. I introduced a minute ago Green Boy, a.k.a. David Green in the real world, to do with the Phoenix Developer Consortium, and I'd like to put him on the spot if I can find him for a minute. Oh.
Here I am, Wayne.
If he were a snake. To talk a little bit about Phoenix and what they offer and what they can do.
Hi, all. Green Boy, and actually that is real life. Dave Green's just something I have to do once in a while. But my main interest in Phoenix started quite a few years ago, and I saw we had a moribund developer community, and a large part of that was because there were a few established developers with professional experience, and they understood how to build a business plan, how to build products, how to market, And they were able to do that even in a diminished hobnob community. But we need to go forward. We need a lot more developers. We need to take people who have kind of fallen off in their interest in the Amiga and bring them back. We need to bring developers in from other communities, and we need to start promoting people who weren't considered developers previously, like the people who supply the music for games, or the graphics for games, or the people who do the marketing or the packaging, or the people who can go out and be entrepreneurs, and I include resellers there. Resellers were kind of like this alliance with developers often that was an uneasy alliance. They often didn't think very highly of each other, but they realized that they were necessary in the food chain. What I'm trying to do in Phoenix is to bring the resellers into the equation and allow that feedback to build each side into a better synchronicity and a better relationship. And for everyone to learn to work together, it means people have to learn to appreciate each other and understand the problems, truly understand the problems that each other faces. People who are working in their own little tunnel vision often have no idea how bad the problem someone else is, because their problems themselves are so bad that how could anyone else have a worse problem than you yourself have? But now that this is beginning to work, I'm seeing a lot of good building between these different areas. One of the concepts that I want to bring forward is called the talent pool. The talent pool is basically a way for a developer who is primarily a coder to be able to find people who can supply other talents, such as the marketing or technical writing, translating, graphics, etc. Anything that you need to have a talent pool for. And, of course, the internet makes it possible to be able to deal with these concepts in a way that you couldn't do back in the old CATS days, for instance, where you had to have a company expending considerable resources to be able to bring people together and to make the communication start to flow. The other aspect of Phoenix, which is a little different than the MorphOS Developer Connection, headed by Felix Schwartz, is it is primarily focused on the MorphOS operating system there, which we are familiar with as Amigans. I am working with Linux, QNX, the BSDs, some operating systems that aren't even on the map yet. And bringing developers in from communities like that is a lot different, because they have, most of you have been to Slashdot, so you probably understand what I'm talking about. That's kind of like the edge of an entirely different community with different values, and they like to bash different people. So if you're bringing in a developer from another community, you kind of have to understand their mindset. And to get them all cross-fertilizing, this may sound dirty, but we need cross-fertilization to bring vitality back into our marketplace. We say that we want to see new development happen here, but how do you get that to happen with a limited user base and a limited developer base? Well, you can go off to the side entirely and say, well, heck, we can do Linux on our board, or we can do BSD on our board. We can do QNX on our board. Let those be the customers. We don't care if they're doing it on this operating system over here. But we realize that Amigans want to see an Amiga-like operating system get the brunt of the development. Well, the funny thing is, these developers from these other communities are getting the box, and there's already MorphOS on there. And they just happen to turn it on, and they say, hey, this is kind of a cool operating system. And you don't have to do a lot of selling. They just kind of tinker it with it in their spare time. Before you realize it, they're saying, hey, we want to do a development project over there as well as this one that we were telling you that we're getting involved in. And there's also this incredible talent pool on these other operating systems that, again, meets my expanded definition of developer, the graphician, et cetera, the web designer, the print publisher. And a lot of those people like the idea of having another way to get their artwork in front of more people, because they could be putting that in front of their Linux buddies. But all artists want more people to see what they work on. It's their art. A musician, yes, he's happy to play for the same 10 people he's known for his entire life, but he's always going to go out and want to play for new audiences. So that's what I'm trying to leverage. And it seems like it's working. We're getting a lot of interest in a lot of areas. People aren't coming just for the chance to make a living. They're coming to have, in the open source community, it matters just about as much that more people see what you're doing and respect it for its coolness. So there's a lot of different ways to work this. And we hope to bring more vitality into our community by doing this. Any questions out there?
Thanks, Dan.
Okay, well, thanks for your time.
The next thing I'd like to address is something that I personally know a lot about, having run Amiga.org for so many years, and that's the websites and our plans to lay everything out. As I said earlier, we've got PegasusPPC.com, and we're rolling out MorphOS.net. We're going to personalize those so that you can log in and register and get personalized content that pertains to you. Things that you need for your system, updates, drivers, et cetera, software, anything we can find that you need. We're hoping to make the websites an extension of your computer. I mean, you don't think any differently about the website than you do going to a folder on your machine. It's a new concept, at least for us. I don't think I've ever seen that anywhere in the world. Microsoft claims to do it. We all know how that works. The next thing I'd like to talk to you about is the Super Bundle. New concept, great idea. We're hoping to promote development. We're going to promote development. Give them a way to publish their files to everyone. Get them involved in developing things. That ties in what Green Boy is doing, what Felix is doing, what a lot of the development community is about. And I'd like to get David Crawford up here, if I can, to talk a little bit about the Super Bundle, what it's got, what it will have, and how to get to it.
Yeah. Better in one piece.
Yeah. It won't knock the video cards.
Yeah. Don't go knocking anything into the system there.
Okay, helpful hint.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super Bundle. It's a concept. It's a life of its own. It's growing. It's going to continue to grow. Currently, with this Amy West kind of special published version, you have a few bits of software on here. You got your Feeble File Software Tycoon. You've got a suite of software from IO Spirit and Felix Schwartz, FX Paint, FX Scan, and VHI Studio Lite. These are all light versions, but it's enough to really get in and do some things that are useful. And we have more on the way. I mean, it's almost like a daily thing that I read something somewhere within our internal list that something else is coming. I can't turn around. You can't just imagine the number of different things that are just coming day after day. You have Papyrus coming, a really nifty word processing program. We've got Oh, Wayne.
Coffee.
We've got CD burning software, Burn It. We've got Ignition. We've got a complete office package coming. We have got software just getting ready to pour in. And this is the results of all the things like Felix Schwartz working with the MDC and our buddy over there, Green Boy, and Phoenix Consortium. These are starting to pay off by bringing us actual applications. And they're coming into the Super Bundle, which is just a whole new concept. It is a way to bring actual quality software to the owners of a Pegasus without actually stepping in the way of commercial development. It's kind of a growth, kind of like fertilizing your field before you have your first spring growth. You're wanting to have that. You want to have a good sowing of your field, and that's what we're doing right here. That's what the Super Bundle is all about. It's sowing your field so that you can reap the really good rewards. New games like Photo, Ingolite. Ingolite's kind of an engine for a gaming system and an interpreter. Peg X Lin, which is a easier way to boot right up to Linux on the machine. Now that's more for our Linux related friends. ProStation Audio. I mean, you don't get better than that for audio files. So we have games, applications. We have specific applications for art, for sound, and it's going to continue to grow. And we're going to have online downloadable files. There's the future is just really bright. It just continues to grow. Interest from developers to get stuff into the Super Bundle is growing, and it's just a great movement. So when you have the downloadables, you have occasionally coming out to shows, and there's going to be stuff on CD with packaging. So it's not just a one-way street. It's a two-way. And a lot of times you will look on the different forums, and the upper guys in Genesee are actually listening. They're not just on the forum spewing. They're listening and taking input from the users. What do you guys want? It's not what we just want to throw out there at you. What do you guys want? And then you tell us, and then that's what goes in the Super Bundle. Morphed? That actually come from the forums. There was just some general talking on the forums. Dietmar Elier, Dietmar came in. He's the author of Gold Ed. He came in, and there was general chat talking about development platforms and editors, and it just grew and grew and grew. And the next thing we know, we have Morphed to answer some of the issues that we had outstanding. And this is just the kind of thing. That's just one example. I mean, time and time again, the stuff has come to us to go back to you guys through the forums. So go on the forums, chat, talk, and who knows, maybe it's your idea that will be the next item in the Super Bundle. Directly, just absolutely, you know, questions asked. That is it. Questions asked. Go on the forums. Say, well, can I have this? This is what I want. And that is how we judge interest to get something in the Super Bundle. It is a continuously growing thing. That is why you go online. You can go to Pegasus PPC, and that's where you can get your first taste of the Super Bundle. After you've gotten a Pegasus and you're not here, I know there's a bunch of people out there that aren't here to get it on CD. Well, you go to PegasusPPC.com, get your login, and that is where you're going to start finding the software for download. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Wayne.
Okay. Thank you. I think that pretty much says everything. We've got a bright future coming. Oh, Bill Buck, ladies and gentlemen.
The only thing I wanted to say was a little word about Dave. Dave was the one who put together Morph Zone. We started out Morph Zone with English language activity, English language posts. Then we had a French section. Then we had a German section. Then we picked up a Swedish and a Finnish and a Norwegian and a Danish and a Italian and a Spanish. And did I leave one out, Dave?
There's 11.
Polish, yeah. Polish. Yeah, so and what we're finding is that there's enough interest that these things aren't being artificially motivated. I mean, these people are active. They're using their machines. It's a good group, and it's sort of an offspring of what we saw when we got the beta tester machines out in the very beginning. There are over 400 people that have Pegasus machines that are on the beta tester 2 mailing list, and I don't think I've ever seen a more helpful, productive mailing list online. Got to the point where we started to actually archive everything that was there and put it into a library so we could save it, because it was actually producing so many positive results and good feedback. And let me just say one more thing about our focus and our company, about people and about the products that we're trying to develop. The guys that you see here today making the presentations, maybe they're not the world's greatest public speakers, but I'll guarantee you this. You come back next year, you watch the same guys, you watch this operating system, you watch this computer, you watch these people, you'll see them all incrementally better. Huh? There you go.
Now, each and every one of you we would invite to come over and spend a little time with us. We'll be glad to answer any questions, unless you'd care to address them here. Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Joe? Free.
Free. Super Bundle's free. Now, we're going to have it on the FTP next week. For anybody who wants a super bundle, you can download it. Of course, you probably got to have a Pegasus to use it. But and we will offer, probably in the future, this kind of packaging on a basically a as-cost basis, you know, like pay for the box and the papers and the CDs, and we'll probably sell it for like $10 or something. But the idea is to make our users and the people that have the Pegasus happy, motivated, and participating with us in making the platform better. That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Anyone? Sir. Sir.
Operating systems have various strengths, like Mac OS is more of a graphics publishing operating system. Windows, even though it's buggy, it's more of an all-around operating system. Where do you see Morph OS going into? Video, audio?
That's actually a good question.
Well, world domination's okay. I mean, yeah. It's a cool thing. I don't know. I'll tell you. Here, look, remember, the focus right now is the platform is a development machine. We're not trying to be a PC. We're not trying to be a Mac. We are trying to be a computer that guys who like computers or girls that like computers like to use. That's what we're trying to be. That's our focus. We want to be the ultimate geek machine. Now, while all that's going on, Raquel and I have sort of another completely different core business plan, and that has to do with the things that we talked about last night. As think about it as a completely new device in the home. It collects data from lots of different sources, whether it's a 24/7 ISP, whether it's a satellite digital television broadcast, or whatever it is in your home that you're inputting into it that can then be distributed to other devices in the home, whether it's a TV set, or a computer to be on the internet, or a PDA, or whatever. That's what it's about. It's a new kind of device. So ultimately, that's where we want to be. And we've got a little sort of process that we're going to try to follow to get there. So Morph OS is sort of like the key bottom line ingredient where the rubber meets the road. But all the other stuff that goes on there that makes everything else better, we're happy that they're there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Eloquent answer. Anyone? Sir.
Is Morph OS platform dependent? In other words, can you take any G4, G3 and try to put Morph OS on?
Can you write some open Darwin code? Look, one of our objectives is that we will distribute a CD in 2004 that will run on a Mac. Now, it'll boot from the CD and run from the CD, so it won't change the installation on the hard drive. But that's part of the strategy. And if you look at the bootable CD that we're distributing with a super bundle for Linux, then you can begin to understand what our hope is for the Mac community. So where else is there a PPC? I don't know, but I think there's a lot of other PPCs that are coming out there. I mean, what does TiVo run on? You know? And we've had a couple of conversations with those people. So, you know, there's other PowerPC things that are out there, primarily in the embedded market, as an example. David mentioned, and thanks to David, frankly, excuse me, thanks to Green Boy, we have a pretty good ambition to be working with QNX before the end of the year with a commercial release. So, and who are their clients? You know, telcos. And again, like we talked about last night, it's what they're looking for is some asynchronous data transfer from the CPU to do lots of other things that you can't necessarily do when, for example, you're talking about fault-tolerant IP stack requirements or whatever. So think about that, and you know, you might get an idea where we might be trying to head. Maybe I'll just keep the mic here. I'll stand next to Wayne. Yeah.
You can stand behind me.
Okay, that's right. You want to throw something? Go ahead. Raquel's too small to hide behind, yeah. All right, who else got a question for us? I'll talk to you just one little last thing about what we're doing with our resellers and where we're going with our franchise opportunities. I was going to talk about this a little bit later today, but we might not have the chance because we actually have an investment banking team showing up here today, so try to look dignified. They'll be coming here about 2:30. To see what this community is all about. But we see our resellers being licensed exclusively to sell the Pegasus, and not just the Pegasus itself, but the whole network that supports the Pegasus by ADI in the United States. And for those of you that don't know the television business, you will know that ADI stands for Area of Dominant Influence. This geographical system is based on television broadcasting, and where the television broadcast is most influential for a certain geographical area. In other words, if you live in, let's say, Hoboken, you're not in New Jersey, you're in a New York City ADI. If you live in, I don't know, just across the border and someplace in Georgia, South Georgia, Tallahassee might be your ADI. So it isn't by state necessarily, it's by the broadcast media itself. Our franchising package will be related to that, because it's our ambition not just to have our resellers put computers together and sell them and make a margin. Our ambition is to have our resellers, like in the early days of network computing, be something akin to a LAN-WAN installation person that sets up networks for companies and then helps them operate and maintain them. Think about us as being NBC or CBS or ABC, and think about our resellers as being the local television affiliate. That's how we're going to build up our reseller network. So we will be selling franchises to our network, and in fact we'll announce some of those later today that we've already sold, and that will help you to understand how we see internet bundling going into that with a 24/7 ISP connection, how we see different other medias being used to barter and to grow that network itself as a trusted community of Pegasus users. So enough about that for now. So thanks a lot for listening to our presentation.
Come see
you. Want to say something else?
Just step on over and enjoy the show.
Yeah, look, we're really open. Tomorrow we're going to have a new ISO. Maybe next week we're going to have another one. We're going to add 3 or 4 applications this week, 4 next week. You know, this isn't a business yet. It's still a family project. So when we turn this into a business, Wayne will be wearing a suit, and so will Nate, although he did have one on last night. Yeah, you look good, Nate. Yeah.
Spiffy.
Anyway, thanks a lot.
At 110, we'll see Amiga OS 4 on the big screen, I understand. And they're going to move the machinery so everybody can see it. So we'll have another OS 4 presentation after lunch about 110. We are going to have one more raffle before you all leave the hall, so here's the raffle master.